case, we brought a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. The person was Makadosh al Tanai and the Kuntzah Stam. So we're holding in the Gemara on Gilam and Aleph, four lines on the bottom. So the Gemara says, Tanan, Lachar Mishnah has that case. The Mishnah says, Kuntzah Stam, but him so let him. So here was a case where he's Makadosh al Tanai and Kuntzah Stam, because the Gemara right now is assuming, the way we learned the Mishnah, that it's a continuation of the same case. A person Makadosh an Isha with the condition that she has another dorm, and then he proceeds to the Nesuin and he's Kuntzah Stam. And the Mishnah says that she needs a get. The Mishnah says there's no ksuba, but she needs a get. So my love isn't the case. Kijal Tanai becomes a stam. The case was the Mishnah is a flow. It's the same case. The next stage, next step in the same case. And Tiyubta to Shmuel. So then it's going to be a Tiyubta on Shmuel. And Shmuel says that she does not need a get. The Mishnah says she needs a get. Or says, lo, this is a new case. It's not a continuation of the previous case where he's Makadosh on Tanai, but rather the case is Kijal Stam, becomes a Stam. That the ratio was a case where he's Makadosh on Tanai, and then according to Shmuel, whether there was Nesuin or not, she's still not going to need a get. And the next case, the Seifa, is a case where he was Makadosh on Stam, and he was Kadosh on Stam. And it turns out she has an adorim. The types that normally assume people are makbadan. So the ksuva, he doesn't have to pay, but again, she needs. Okay. So the Mor is not going to proceed to discuss that, but I just wanted to see that point. That the reason why this machloikis really seems to fit back into the mission. Now, we had this already before. Rav Papa and Rav Ashi are really grappling with the same issue. How long the case of the Mishnah? Is the case of the Mishnah a continuation of the ratio, or it's a totally separate case? Yeah. Rav Papa says it's going on the Seifa, and the Seifa is a new case. And Rav Ashi says it's a continuation. Okay, so let's see Rashi. Rolling the Rashi and I am Bays and a Bays. Bottom Rashi. So we brought the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Kichal Tanai, Shein Alei Nadorim. Person of a Kaddish woman on the condition she doesn't have the Dorim. And then the Kuntzah Stam. So Rav says she needs a get. So Abaya said, Loi Tema, top Rashi, and I give him a Manav. Don't say Ksavar Rav, Achule, Achule, the Tanoi. Uksuba bore the mace of law, imagarsha. So don't understand Rav that he's totally been merchal tonight, and therefore not only does he have, when there's a need for a get, he also has to pay the ksuba. At the time of the Rav, when you get a ksuba, they know the oisubi losubi lisnus. It's not that the original kedushin, the mechila, there was a mechila on tonight, the original kedushin. There wasn't the mechila on tonight. The original kedushin is not valid. But there's a new Maisa Kedushin, because ain't other Maisa Bilos Abilis Nus, or Baalish and Kedushin. We have a Chazak, a person that's not Oisa Bilos Abilis Nus, and therefore he must have done the Maisa Bil Hashem Kedushin. Vafila Yim Sola and the Dorim. He means Hashem Kedushin, even if there are in the Dorim, he means Hashem Kedushin. Avala Inyan Mamayna, but regards to the Chi of Ksuba, but Tsunoikoi, Shim Yim Sola and the Dorim, Tetsu Beloi Ksuba. So we make this this pshore as a word that we can say that he's clearly shown a hakpada, but on the other hand he doesn't want to have the impropriety of having be a shaloi b'tayich kedushin, so he's going to be he's not Osir Losan Bilasnus, and he's Baal Hashem Kedushin. At the same time, saying he's not masking to be married to a woman who has a Nadorim, he already indicated that he doesn't want that, so he has no Chiyuv Ksuva. Okay. That's how you understand Rav. Abbasabai says, understand Rav. Namor says, we have this machlokes already once. Do we assume a person is also, that when a person does a Maisabia, he means the same Kedusha or not? We had a case of a Ketana. Who was the Yisayma? So she was not married off by the father, she was married off by the brother and the brothers and the mother, which is the only condition they're bothering. Shalomiyah Rebeket Nusa, she wasn't Mimayan. And then, Rigdila, Ubolea, Rahakach Miyanov, Omdabinises. So she became a Gedolo, they had Bia, then she's Mimayan, and then she went and married somebody else. So Rav says, "Ain't you get me sheni?" So let's say they had not had bia. So she has a kedushin d'rabbanan with husband A, and she does a kedushin d'raisa with husband B. So she needs to get from the second husband, because that the kedushin d'rabbanan is not mafkiya. The kedushin d'raisa does not prevent the kedushin d'raisa of taking effect. So she would need a get from the second husband.
What took place with the first husband?
The first husband was
accomplished. Yeah.
The father. She's a ketana when she got married. So the father has the power to marry off his daughter who's a ketana on a level of the raisa. It's a full marriage. If the father dies and then the mother marries her off, or the brothers marry her off. So that kedushin, there's no such. They have no power derisa to marry her off. So it's not a kedushin. The chomer masakin for the purposes of protecting the young the yisayma, that they have a power to marry her off, and it's a kedushin d'rabbanan. So now she becomes a gedolah. So it's still, but the ma'aseh kedushin was a kedushin d'rabbanan. The fact that she's a gedolah doesn't change the fact that the kedushin was a d'rabbanan. So if that. If at that point she'd go marry somebody else without doing an official miyun, but even if you would not count the kedushin as a miyun, it's, you know, whether it is or it isn't, but it's irrelevant because the kedushin d'raisa will overpower the kedushin d'rabbanan. We would assume that the act of marrying somebody else is equivalent of a miyun, and therefore Chomet wrote into this kedushin d'rabbanan that she has the power, when she sees fit, to walk out of it. She doesn't need a get, she just says, I refuse this marriage, and she walks out. So that's called miyun. So she, in this situation, she did not do, she became a gedolah, and now she's already of age, and she says, you know what, I don't like this place, I'm leaving. So she can do that. She didn't do that. She stayed with her husband, and she had bia.
What are the other ways that she can turn it into deraisa, a kedushin deraisa, I mean, other than bia?
She would have to redo it.
When you just do they do it, you know, Maisa Kedushin?
Yeah.
Is that what they would do? Is redo it?
We pass like Rav, so we say that there's a, he knows that the Kedushin was not, it was only Kedushin upon him, and when they have Bia as a Gdala, he does it the same Kedushin.
Right, but is. Would they, as a practical matter, you know, do other, you know, forms of
it's not much like that. I mean, Shmuel. I imagine that Shmuel would say that they should do it. I've never seen a Gemara which is Masha that they did that. So I can't tell you there isn't such a Gemara, but I don't recall ever seeing it. So now, but what happened over here is she had Bia, and then she's Mamayan, and then she married somebody else. So Rav says, "Ain't she to get me sheni?" The Chigadla, when she became a Gedola, Baal Leil Hashem Kedushin. The husband had intent for Kedushin when he had the Bia. He knows that the marriage that he had originally was not a full marriage, halachic marriage deraisa. So now he has an opportunity to do a marriage deraisa through Bia. He does that. Shmuel says, get me Shani. Shmuel holds the chol boil al das kedushin harishanim boil, that he has no intent for a new ma'aseh kedushin. He's relying on the original marriage. Okay. Now, Baba gav the mother Shmuel shasur l'sheni. Now, Shmuel is not arguing on the fact that she cannot stay with the second husband. The Mishnah Shleimahi, it's a fair Mishnah. The ena basim me'enis mishaviyah shtei saris. The right for miyun ends when she comes to gedolah. So she was not mamayan. She's married mirabonan. So the second marriage will be effective down at the raisa level, but she's mirabonan. She's also to the second husband. But so she's also the second husband, but get me a boy mine, but she needs to get from the second husband. The Amri Rabbanan Gdela Loim Ma'enis, that which the Chachamim said, that a girl who's a Gdela has no power of miyun, that's Mirabbanan who, because Mikra, then she would look at then the marriage is not a marriage, and theoretically she could just walk out of it. The Chama said, no. The rights for miyun extend till she becomes a gedola, and afterwards we did not give her the right to be mimayin in this condition of rabbanan, so she's married mirabbanan. So that's not going to stop a condition of the rights from taking effect. Rav said, the rights he shemitchi bol mishatagdol l'shem kedushin bol. And Rav assumes that he, instead of saying he's doing al-das to Kedushin and Rishonim, he's doing it al-das to have intent to make a proper marriage whenever possible. The same we're saying over here, that Shmuel is saying that the Maaseh Biyah is just a continuation of the thought process of the original Kedushin with the Tanai. And Rav says, no, he's being Mekadosh. They're having Kavanah, but the Biyah to me Mekadosh. And we're saying, why do you need both cases? And we're saying, you need both cases. Because if Rav said that case over there, the Lekha Tanah, there's no Tanah. We call Yodim Shein B'maisik Tanah Klum. Rav holds that it's obvious to people that the marriage with the Ketanah is nothing. And therefore, V'gomra B'ol L'Shem Kedushin, Rav says that he had intent to have a B'ol L'Shem Kedushin. So that's why I would have said, Rav said the case of the Ketanah. That's what Rob said his argument. But in our situation, Dika Tanah, Misavrahu Shetakayim Tanah, he thought that she's fulfilling the Tanah. The whole Mitzvah ain't allowed. Neither, he told the woman, I'm only marrying you if you don't have any in the dorm. Well, and she went ahead with the marriage, he assumes that she doesn't have any in the dorm. Well, the Masik Adaite live with the same condition, and therefore he doesn't. Doesn't contemplate the possibility, and therefore entertain in his mind the need to be Baal Hashem Kedushin. Because Deno Chavetz Beisha Nidronis, because he's already indicated he doesn't want a woman who's in the Dronis, and therefore if she has a netter, he's not really married, and he needs, he's going to be his nus, so he needs the be supposed to be over here, be not in the context of marriage. So he needs to do a new mice, be the same kedushin. He doesn't think about the possibility. That's what I would have thought. Therefore, the Morris says, Rav said, no, even over here, he thinks about the possibility. And he had in mind, be the same kedushin. Okay, so just say this case, and Kabbal Karma that case. But Hokkarma Shmuel, the Kim and the Asni, over here, Shmuel says, listen, he made it tonight. He's relying on us tonight. Daniel Chavitz in Adronis. He said explicitly, I don't want this woman who's in Adronis. That's over here. But the case of the Ketana, maybe he says, yeah, why not? Why shouldn't he think about the possibility and have a Shem Kedushin? Okay. See, where it brings this, brings our Mishnah. My lab isn't the case of the Mishnah. Kitcha v'chulu. So Rashi was Seifa Reisha Koy. I mean, right now we're learning that the Seifa is extending the case of the Reisha to the next stage. He's Mekadosh Rav tonight. And he finds the daughter when she's in a Rusa and the marriage. So the Mishnah said, what would be if he already did Nisuin on that woman who's Mekadosh Rav tonight? And then he finds. So it's a continuation. Mekamer Ksuba Hu Dili Boy. So the Mishnah says, there's no Ksuba Dilinyan Memoina Loy Ochel tonight. He's not Merchel tonight. I'll get the boy, but he needs to get. Why the shame condition boil? He had a mind for condition. The mishkach on the dorim, lotebi also znus. That he has in mind that if she does have the dorim, he doesn't want his beer to be a znus. So he's mekadosher with the beer, and that's karav. So that's the right to rav. No, Shmuel is the same as in this case. Loy kitchen sounds like Rashi. When Milsa Bapi Nafshe he, it's a new case. Okay, now the Morris is a good Kamei Parich. Ma'ish no get or ma'ish l'ksuba. So it's a new case, and we're making a halachic assumption that the Mishnah is saying. We were right to assume the person does not want the dorim, even if he does not say that. We have a right to assume that. So why does that not preclude the same way if a person had said explicitly he doesn't want the dorim, there's no marriage. So now, when he married her stam, and you're saying that we're assuming that the moment of the kedushin, he had a kapara on certain types in the dorim, so fine. So then, why didn't it get? Okay. So the moral. So Shmuel said the case was kitchen stump and kantzer stump. So now, according to Shmuel, the main issue over here is not really the kantzer stump. The main issue over here is the kitchen stump. We're contrasting the ratio is he's mekadosher al tanai that she has no nadorim. And according to Shmuel, even if he proceeds in the suin, the tanai is still valid because he's being boiled all shame the kedushim are assuring him, and the kedushim assuring him. He said, he doesn't want to know it. The safe is he doesn't want the door that she should have the door. The safe is something like he married her stam, and the kiddush of the Mishnah is. That there's certain types in the dorm that we assume he's makbid on, and therefore there's no ksuba. And that's true whether he has nesuin or not. So really, the real difference is the ratio is a case of he's makadosh al tanai. The same is the case of he's makadosh or stam. And the chiddush mishnah is that even by makadosh or stam, there is a substance certain in the dorm he's makbid on, not to the point that there's no need for a get, but to the point that there's no ksuba. Okay. Okay. More silly this. I have a kid shell tonight. We can't just how can I make the little boy get to? So according to Shmuel, in the case where he's Mekadosh al tonight, and then he proceeds to the Nesuin, she doesn't need to get. So why does the Mishnah say Adatani Hamakadosh Isha al Banah Sena Lenadorim? When it's Lenadorim and Mekadoshes, the Mishnah stops after Kedusha. It sounds like that's the only case where it's true. The Kor Kor and the Shmuel, the Mishnah could add much bigger Kiddush. So listening, rather than saying just the Kedusha. Listen, Konsistam, Mimsel and Adorm, and Mekudeshus, Vakoshke and Ha. The Mishnah should say, Amakash is a Manash and Adorm, Vakonsistam, and Mimsel and Adorm, and Mekudeshus. That's what Shmuel holds. So Koshke, if he found it after Arison, Samur says, "Hachinami kamer." That's what the Mishnah means. Samur answers, "That's exactly what the Mishnah means." A makadosh is ishal manash enel adorim, mekantzestam, menimsel adorim, and mekudeshes. So the resha means that whether there's the suin or not, the lacha is she does not need a get. Then the Mishnah continues and says, let's say, however, a case of kitchestam v'kontestam, there was kedushin and the suin stam, teiti shel b'ksuba, ksuba hutle boy, hagita boy. Okay. Mor says, umayshno ksuba dele boy, why does he have a right to say he does not need the ksuba? The Omar, because he has a right to say, even though he was Kedush Estam, he has a right to say, Yafshirisha Nidronis, I don't want a woman who has needs the Dorim on her. And therefore, even though he's divorcing her, he does not have to take Ksuba. She created the problem. But he has a right to say, Yafshirisha Nidronis, how can you get Nami Lintiboy? So if that's true, that a person, there's an automatic assumption that the person does not want such an isha, so it means that the kedushin was done under false pretenses. He never agreed to marry such a woman. So why do you need to get? So I'm a rabba. So you can get me divrayim. So rabba says, you're right. Mikra din, there's no need for a get, because if we're saying there's no ksuba, it means we're saying that there's a real assumption that he does not want such a woman, to the point that he mikra din, he's rather say, I don't need to get her shit either. I don't need to get either. I never meant to marry such a woman. That's how Rabbi answers it. Rabbi Amratana Suki Misafkele. This assumption that we're suggesting that we have a right to assume the Yafshivisha Nidronis is not vadai to the Tana, it's a suffix. But that if this assumption is strong enough to have a lachak validity. So therefore, Gabi Mamoina Lakula, Gabi Surah Lakumra. So it comes to Isser, we can't let her go without a get, because maybe it's not really that level of Akpada, and they're married. It comes to collecting the ksuba. She says, listen, he's muksuk and she's the mitzi. And so we say, you know, we don't know. Maybe really this is Akpada to the point that really there was never a marriage. It never was a marriage. There's an oral ksuba. So we're not sure if it was or not. So when it comes to whether coming to pay the money, we go with a kula for the Baal's benefit. Sakrashi. Second line. Listi comes to stam. Begavo in the ratio, put it together. Lichale, but listi, put it into the ratio. Hamakash almanash in the dorm. Comes to stam, and they went through even with the nesuin. He said nothing more by the nesuin, and then they found the dorm, and that's of the mishnah. She does not need to get. That, according to Shmuel, that should be true. That is true, and the Mishnah should say that. The Mor says, that's what the Mishnah means to say. I'm sorry, the Bekolshkein, if you would say that, Bekolshkein Ha, therefore, for sure, the case of the Reisha as is, the Beloy Kansa, he didn't do Nesuin yet, that there's no need for a get. The way that Mishnah presents it, it sounds like only in a case where there was Kedushin and not Nesuin, then she needs to get. But she had been Nesuin, she would need to get. Like Rav. Where it says, no, Kamar. The high Nimsalan, the Ketani, La'achra, she needs his Kamar. The ratio of the case was, they found that she had a Dorm, somebody after Nesuin. So there was Kedushin, there was Nesuin. Well, tonight, there was Nesuin, stop. Then we found the Dorm. The Mishnah says, no marriage. Mor says, but the Seifa is a new case, totally. And in regards to that, Domer Yefshi, he has the right to say, when it comes to the Ksuba, even though he did not say any explicit condition, we give it, it's such an assumption it has the authority as if he made it tonight. Well, if he, that's true, why is he going to get? Get an amulet boy. So we don't say he did the Be'er Hashem Kedushin. So that's irrelevant. So what's the issue? The original Kedushin. The original Kedushin, we're telling you that we are convinced that, that men don't want this. So there's no marriage. So Moshe says, get me the rain. Rabbi said, it's Suki Misafkale. I'll stam all them im efshi. If a person does not say explicitly what he wants, can we assume that he does not want such a woman, or we can't assume that? So therefore, it comes the moment the kula. The mitzvah mechaber la baraya. We have a rule of mitzvah mechaber. We keep the masafka lo gavya. So we can't force him to pay after already saying that it's a possibility that he's machmir to the point of not being a marriage. Of course, he doesn't know the ksuba, so you can't make him pay. But the guy with the get, we're machmir, we're misafik. Okay. Okay. Omer Rabba, we're in the Gemara, back in the Gemara, third end of the third wide line. Machloikis b'tol shtei noshim. Avatos isha achas direkol en tzicha imen uget. That which we're saying that man's a kas woman al tonight, and then he's conscious Rab and Shmuel's case. That Rav is making an assumption that he has Be'er Hashem Kedushin, and therefore she needs a get. So the truth is, Rav is talking about a case. Rav agrees theoretically to Shmuel that a person does Be'er Hashem Kedushin Rishonim, and since Kedushin Rishonim, he said he does not want it, does not want Nedarim, let's say. So the Be'er, he's not thinking any more to do Lumaisa Kedushin. Therefore, now it turns out that she has Nedarim. There's no need for a get. So where does Rav say she needs a get? Rav's one of the Shmuel. So where does Rav say she needs a get? Okay, so there's two women. He married two women. And one woman, he said explicitly he does not want the dorm. And the second woman, he married her afterwards and did not speak out that he does not want the door. So there we say, well, if he's really makbid and he spoke it out by the first woman, so why didn't he say something about the second woman? But apparently over here, he's willing to marry her even though she has an adorim. And Shmuel says, no, his indication by the first woman is effective by the second woman as well. Okay. So, Omer Le'abaya, Michelle takes out the word later. Amar Bayit. Bomastis and the Tosi Shachasi. Our mission is a case of that the issue was only one woman. We introduced that as a riot to Rav and Akasha and Shmuel. According to what you're saying right now, this would be Akasha and Rav and Shmuel. It's so. Apparently in the Beis Medrash, when they asked from the Mishnah and brought a raya to Rav and to Yuvta to Shmuel, they did not learn like you're saying. Ella Amar Rava, Ella Yitmer Hach Yitmer. The Mor says, if you want to say Rabba's qualification of the machloikis. This is how you say it. Amar Rabba, machloikis betos isha achas kein se noshim. Abatos isha achas greitza dibrikol eno tshicha hamenu get. Okay. So this woman is a case where a man is a Mekadosh woman al Tanai that she has no Nador. Then he divorces her after Erisin. Then he remarries her. And the second time, he does not speak out his condition of no Nador. So he's a Mekadosh the first time with the condition of that she should not have any Nador. And then he divorces her, and the second time he marries her, he does not make the Tanai again. So there, Rav says that we have no reason to believe the second marriage is defined by the first marriage. The first marriage he was makan in that. Now he's marrying her again. Again, it wasn't a case where he found that she had the door. He's married her, and then he divorced her. And then he decides to remarry her. So if he knew that she had the dorm and he married her anyways, it means he doesn't mind. He did not find any of the dorm, and he gave no indication that he changed his mind and his attitude about the dorm, except for the fact that he didn't say it out the second time. So Rav says she needs a get if she has the dorm. Shmuel says no. Even in that scenario, he's defined what his akpadas are, and we have to assume he married her a second time along those lines of those akpadas. Okay. But in the case of Tosi Shachas, great, so just one woman, where he marries her. Al Tanai, there's no Nadorim, and then he does Nisuin, doesn't divorce her, goes straight to Nisuin, and then finds that she has Nadorim. So the more Rav is saying, even Rav agrees that there's no need for a get in that situation. The Nisuin, the Bia, is all just a continuation of the original Kedushin. He has no intent for a new Maisa Kedushin. Rashi is going to work out. So what do we gain? When the more asks the question on Rav from the Mishnah, how the more understand the case of the Mishnah, it should be questioned on Rav, if this is what Rav is talking about. Okay. Let's see Rashi. Machloikis, the Rav is Shmuel. B'toshti Noshim. There is two women involved. Number one, Kitchalei Al Tanai. He's, for example, let's say he was Makadosh, a woman named Leah with a condition of no Nador. Vishacher is Konastam, and then he married a different woman, let's say Rachel. Stam, Acharel, right after he married the first one. So he indicated he does not want the Dorm, and he didn't mention it by the second marriage. Mimsel had a Dorm, and then he found that she had the Dorm. Vahino to Uso, that's where they take gold to toast. It comes out the marriage was betos. It was under mistaken pretenses. Rav Saver Kiman, the loy asked him about Dor. He did not make any condition with the second woman. The second woman. Alvo P. Shekvar Gila Daito, even though he indicated by the first marriage, he doesn't want a woman who has no dorm. So Sricha, I mean, he'll get. He needs to get. Why don't the Gaba, the Hach? Maybe in regard to the second woman, Chaviva Alei, she's more Chaviv to him. And we'll accompany it, and he's willing to say, this woman, even if she has no dorm, may want to keep her. Shmuel already came in the Goli diet. The Goli, no, he's indicated by making a Tanai that he doesn't want a woman who has no dorm, and that's the end of the conversation. Avotosi Shahakas, Kishal Tanai, we come to Stam, but the case we've been discussing before, does the Kedushin al Tanai, that he does be a Stam. Feel the Rav murdered the diet at Tanai. Now, Rav does not say a new rule, he knows it's a Nus, and he's being Merkel the Tanai, and he's just doing all the other original Kedushin. With the need for no nadorim, and if there are nadorim, there's no marriage. Okay. Where it says, so Abaye asked on Rabba, well, Masnisin, the Torah Isha Achasi, the case of Mishnah is it's one, when we asked the question, it was a case, it was one woman, Kedushin Al Tanai, and then they had Bia Stab. Okay, well, the Maida Sukhul Daitin, the Sefer Resha Koi, and the more, when the more asked the Kasha from the Mishnah, the more assumed that the Sefer is the Timesh of the Resha. The more started, it's a totally new case. Okay, fine. But in the Havaminu, it's all one case, but that case which we're talking about is a case of Isha Achas. So it's Isha Achas. And because Tamina Minei Le'el, and we asked it as a Tiyufta and Shmuel and a Raya to Rab. So Alma, so that what you see clearly, Ika the Sirle, the people who asked that question hold. The Tos Isha Achas Nami Tzricha gets that even in a case where it's only one woman involved, but if the suum was done stam after the erison was done with the tonight, she needs a get according to Rav. Now, so Rashi says, "Vavagav the nan who does tzrina." It's the Gemara is asking the question. Well, Rav Iri Bo. Rav never indicated what he holds about that case. The Gemara just made an assumption and asked the question, makes the assumption. So we're coming to Rav is saying, this is what Rav meant. The Gemara said, yeah, but how can you say what Rav meant? You know, another Amara thought Rav meant something else. Okay, fine. So he's entitled to his opinion. I'm entitled to mine. If Rav would have given any indication of that conversation, then Rav is going to be bound by what Rav meant. But Rav never discussed that. We just asked the question. So how can be a question? So Rashi Kusha Hila Rab. It's still a question of Rab. Sorry, Kusha Hila Rab. It's still a question. The High Divrei called the comer Suar Didehi. Balabi Rabbi Shmuel Shema. It's not Rab is saying that I have a Masura. That this is Pshat and Rabban Shmuel. I'm saying, I'm telling you, nobody. Right? It says, when you said, Isha Achaz, Dibra Kol, it's Yicha Menu Gaz. Dibra Kol doesn't just mean Rabban Shmuel. In Dibra Kol, there's nobody who argues on that. According to Rab. So now, if you say nobody holds like that, we clearly had people in the base of Israel held like that. They died before Rabbah came was born. There's nobody who could say such a thing. The law of Daita Tanai that he's not that he changed his mind. He's being machal tonight. He's not relying on the original tonight. No, it's impossible. So Rabbah is coming along and saying, we swore this must be the machlokas because Rabbah and Shmuel is in case X because in case Y it's impossible. Nobody would say that. The Mor says, really? There's people that say that. Baka Chazinan, the Chalbanei Midrasha, the Sivua, Salak Daitan, the Merachi. So you're saying it's such a compelling logic, and then we're forced to learn the Machlokas Rabban Shmuel is a case of two women. A case of woman, it's such a compelling logic that nobody would even call them that you need to get. Well, that's not true. The B'nai Beis HaMedrash held like that. So if that's true, you, Rabbi, have no hechrich anymore for your pshat. You see, there's people are willing to say that in that case, Rabbi would need to hold you need to get. So maybe your whole assumption is wrong there. They all held like that. The Mor says, you're right. So Rabbi can't come along based on his own logic and tie up the Rab, not including that case, when clearly there's people held that case is, would apply to, as well. So Mor says, what did Rabbi say? Because we're told, Isha Achas, Kein Shtei Noshim. Kitzel tonight, we hear Shimon Arison. He was a Kadoshal Tanai, did not find any in the Dornim, divorced her. And then because of her Kotsistam, and then he remarried her with even the Suman. He Amar Rab Shicha gets. That's what Rab's need to get. Why the he Isha Harris dummy? It's like a new woman, a different woman. The same kedushin boal. Rashi says he went straight to the suin. He was kindnesser after the giving of the get. So we assume he did all shame kedushin. But you can't say he's relying on the Mishnah Tanai because that marriage ended. Shmuel Sover, Hagol Leidaita Mikara Dimhi Nidronis Yevshibo, Bal Tanai Kain Chazav Kitcha. So even if you tell me he meant to be on the same kedushin because he had divorced her already, but he's doing it Al Das the original kedushin. Within the case, he doesn't want a woman who's an Adronis. So that is the established assumption of what he wants until it would change. Avatosi Shacha Greitza, Shekotak Yedei Kedushin and Rishonim. In the case where he married Al Tanai, that he didn't sue and stam, we assume he's referring back to the original Tanai. He recalled that she did not need to get. So Rashi says, okay, so what do we gain? Yeah, let's hold it here on the Rashi.